This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Many children are heading back to school soon, just as districts impose the 5.2% cuts in education funding mandated by the sequester. That adds up to more than $1.5 billion. Andrea Gardner looks now at what that means in the classroom.
According to the American Association of School Administrators, 3 out of 4 superintendents said the sequester cuts would force them to eliminate jobs, on average about 5 per district. Those employees likely worked with poor and disabled students because federal dollars often fund programs for the disadvantaged, says Sean Guerin with the advocacy group Fair Share.
The kids that need it the most and the schools that are least prepared to handle these cuts are the ones that are going to see the brunt.
The sequester hits the Head Start program hard because it's solely funded by the government. About 65,000 fewer low-income children will join the early education program this year. For Keisha Woods, a director of Head Start in Los Angeles, it means 900 fewer slots.
We've had calls so far that I was dependent on my 3-year-old to get in, so now I'm going to have to quit my job.
Woods says it means thousands of children won't be ready for kindergarten while their parents suffer their own career setbacks. I'm Andrea Gardner for Marketplace.